Yes, Jim, it's Lisa again. I'm so sorry we got cut off. Did you find the message?
Did you send it to my cell phone number?
Yeah, the number ending with 00.
Well, we got two of those. We got 3,600 and 4,500.
Oh, my God. Okay. It doesn't provide any other details except for the last two digits. Let me look into this. Can you check on both? Is that possible for you?
No, because 3,600 is a landline.
Oh, of course. And that wouldn't be the number. It would be the cell phone number. So you got to check the other one.
And I'm standing here looking at my cell phone right now, and I see nothing from your organization or Amazon.
Okay, all right. Let me place you on a B-fold, okay? Let me get in touch with the publishing team and see what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on the line, Jim. You there?
Lisa, I just approved the request. Just came in while you were doing something else.
Okay, perfect. Just stay on the line for another minute. Let me check with the publishing team if they are in and if you're good to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for being online, Jim. You there?
Yes, ma'am.
You see, the email was regarding the same book that you uploaded in 2017. Now, since we uploaded it recently, they've blocked the other one, and that's what they were notifying you about. So it's not about any issue. Okay?
Okay, so that means the yellow book doesn't show up anymore, correct?
I am assuming so, but let me just do a quick search as well. Okay, that was, do you remember the name of that book? Was it the same name?
The Journey Through Cancer.
Okay. Stay with me on the line, please. I am searching it out. By James Saratella.
Jim. Is
he here?
Okay.
Right
here, animal.
This one? Okay.
Should be a yellow cover.
Okay, that has been blocked, but for some reason I still see it visible online.
Not available for purchase.
Okay.
You won't be able to add this to the cart.
Okay, all right. Okay, so my publisher is telling me that this book won't be available for purchase anymore. So if anyone is trying to purchase this, they won't be able to access it. Now, you remember...
Fine, so they can't purchase it.
I'm sorry?
The only one they can find is the new one.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
But one more thing, the reason why I was telling you again and again to call Amazon and block these out was due to the same reason. I mean, I still see them visible on Amazon, although they've blocked it for purchase. So why don't you call them up and block these two? I see a paperback individually published, and then I see a Kindle and a paperback with the same cover. So it's published like two times.
Who do I call at Kindle? I mean at Amazon.
You call Amazon customer support and you explain to them your issue. They'll ask you a couple of details in terms of the account, the old account and the new account. But you can refer them to the books, just like how you referred me. You know, you can let them know that the blue cover is the new one that we published. We will keep that one, and you have access to that account. However, the yellow cover one, you don't have access to the account, and it is there for some reason, and somebody published it, and they didn't even give you the credentials. So when you explain to them the scenario, they will be able to remove these books or at least do something about it.
Customer support. Okay, I'll take care of that.
Okay.
Unless you have
I will.
A number.
Yeah, I can give you the general customer support number, but just a heads up, Amazon has a pathetic customer support, so you will have to be really patient with them.
Okay?
All right. Okay, so that was it from my end, Jim. Thank you so much for your time. I am sending you an email now with the number, okay?
Thank you.
All right, take care.
Bye. Bye.